welcome back to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, and I'll be your host as we go through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. In the wake of the Bern Union's 90th birthday celebrations, you can now find a few thoughts on the BU's ongoing importance from Catherine Mawson, Head of Trade, Treasury and Risk, at txfnews.com. In the headlines this week, Olam Food Ingredients has secured its first ECA-backed transaction, a $500 million financing backed by SACE, comprised of a five-year $250 million tranche and a seven-year 37 billion Japanese yen tranche. The deal is also SACE's first ever samurai loan, and it's the first partnership between an ECA and a soft commodities trader. Olam Treasury is initially listed as the borrower, with Olam Group offering a guarantee, but the facility will transfer to OFI once the company's IPO and demerger has taken place. SMBC acted as MLA, bookrunner and coordinator. EU leaders are expected to back a change to the EIB's lending policy to include scope for more defence deals. The European Commission has called on the EIB to do more to help Europe ramp up its defence capacity. At present, the bank's policies explicitly exclude lending for purely military projects, and the proposals stop short of mentioning weapons and ammunition manufacturing. Some fear that the change could impact the EIB's credit rating, while others have said that additional funding will not resolve the core issues facing the industry, which they say relate more to the absence of long-term contracts. HSBC is leading the push to secure financing for the UK's Sizewell C nuclear project as the clock ticks on a final investment decision. UKEF would provide a guarantee for any debt facility, but inflation and logistical issues have now pushed costs up to £40 billion or $51 billion. EDF Energy and China General Nuclear Power Group initially proposed the project, but additional equity investors are being sought. The gas giant Centrica has expressed an interest. Sizewell C is expected to form part of the backbone of the UK's nuclear drive, alongside the also delayed Hinkley Point C and another planned reactor announced in January. In commodities and trade, Trafigura has closed its annual European RCFs at an oversubscribed $5.6 billion. The deal includes a new 365-day $1.9 billion facility and an extended three-year $3.7 billion facility. A group of seven MLAs arranged the transaction, including ING, Bank of China, Societe Generale, SMBC, UniCredit and Rabobank. In addition, 47 financial institutions joined, including one new bank. As usual, the loans are linked to sustainability KPIs related to greenhouse gas emissions, shipping targets, renewable power and the voluntary principles on security and human rights. Finally, commodity traders have begun using refueling services in Mauritius in response to increased attacks on vessels in the Red Sea and a shutdown in South Africa's bunkering operations. Mercuria and Trafigura are engaged in a tax dispute with authorities in South Africa's Algoa Bay. Vessels have been detained pending an audit. Ships are now taking a longer route to Port Louis in Mauritius or Walvis Bay in Namibia to refuel. Yemen's Houthi group continues to attack vessels travelling through the Red Sea, the Bab al-Mandab Strait and the Gulf of Aden. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.